Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Tech Loft Podcast. I'm your host, Sal, and here are the headlines for this week's gaming and tech news. Now, before we begin, I'd just like to remind everyone that wherever you're hearing this from, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, you can subscribe on the popular podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor.fm, and other fine podcasting platforms. There's probably several which I haven't mentioned that the Tech Loft podcast can be found on. So to kick off this week's news, surprise, surprise, I've got some PlayStation news. There have been rumors that PlayStation, Sony will be releasing the PlayStation 5 in 2020. And in the rumor, they've labeled the PS5 a quote-unquote monster console. It's going to have a Ryzen 8 core processor and a updated version of PlayStation VR. It's going to be called PSVR 2, an improved version from what's out currently. Now, added to this news is that Sony will not attend E3 next year, and this is the first time that Sony will be left out, will exclude itself from this expo. This is the first time in the expo's 24-year history that Sony will not be attending. Some analysts have said that this is a big mistake, but looks like Sony is just taking time out to focus and put together something for E3 2020. Moving on, we have some Xbox news. There are rumors that a new Xbox One will be released. However, this will be without a disk drive. So this will bring the cost of the console to less than about $200. And for users that have game discs, you'll be able to trade in the physical media for a digital download. Now, this is a rumor, and we found it posted at Thurrott.com. All links will be listed where on the techloft.com website, where you can find episodes of this podcast. I don't know how I feel about a diskless system. Not my preference. I personally like to buy physical media just so I have a copy all the time. So downloads, I mean, unless the game download is dirt cheap, I will go for it. But if I'm spending a little bit of money, I'd like to have something tangible in my hands, something that I don't need to download 30 gigs to play and wait several hours to download to my console. And that also eats up your internet capacity, your bandwidth, if those of you are on a capped tier. Moving on, we have some news in about Apple production. Cuts for the new Apple iPhones have begun. The XS, XS Max, and XR are getting cut. This is the lower than expected sales of these new iPhones. And at the same time, Apple did announce that in their financial forecast that the sales will not be as great as previously thought. So they were expecting lower profits, and this production cut is another sign that Apple needs to up their game. Now, also in regards to the new iPad that has been released, everyone has been going crazy over them, but there is a YouTuber that performed a bend test on this on the new iPads, and apparently, from what everyone has seen and heard, that it takes very little pressure to bend the new iPad, and it's just it's bend gate all over again. When the iPhone 6 was released, everyone was bending them and folding them as part of their test, probably just to get views on their YouTube channels. But links to this can be found on thetechloft.com where we found it. So iPads are appearing to be bending with very little pressure. And finally, we have some news, some Netflix news. So Netflix is apparently testing out a new tier in their subscription services. So now you'll be able to get an account for mobile devices only. According to Netflix, phones and tablets account for 35% of the global Netflix sign-up. So why not introduce a tier that's only geared towards mobile devices? And what they're saying is that plans could be cut by nearly 50% if you're just getting a plan on a mobile device, which is pretty good, because if a lot of people just watch off their iPads, you know, and it's just one user on your own, it seems like a good idea. However, for a family member, it's not for my, like myself, it's not that big of a deal. And finally, we're heading into Black Friday, and there are a lot of Black Friday deals now. Namely, the ones that keep popping in my feed are the gaming deals that are going on. We're seeing huge discounts on PS4s and Xboxes. We're looking at prices at around $200 for a console that may be bundled with a game. This is what I've been. These are headlines that have been appearing in my feed here. So that's extremely well. Of course, you know, new consoles are coming out in the next year or two years, I guess. So I guess they're really going to try and get these consoles out the door and get them into your homes. So consoles at a good price. Games also, we're seeing, I think I saw Assassin's Creed Odyssey for 50% off Black Friday deal, as well as PS Plus subscriptions going down to $40. Now, this is all U.S. funds, so hopefully those of us like myself that live in Canada will also see something very close to these deals. So it'll be quite exciting to see what games I can pick up and probably refill my PS Plus membership. And that's all I have for this week for the Tech Loft podcast. Again, you can subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to our podcast feed on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Radio, as well as visiting us on our website at thetechloft.com. If you want to leave some feedback, you can find us on Twitter at thetechloft, and you can leave some comments, news, anything else. You can tag us in an article that I may find interesting and share on the podcast. So that's all for this week. Thanks for listening, and ciao for now.